Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are so very pleased that you are listening to this Words of Life program. Each week, Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers support this broadcast with prayers and contributions. We want you to hear not about us, but about Jesus. Our speaker is Brother David Johnson. He will use 2 Peter 3:10 through 13 to speak to us about the Day of God. You can surely expect a blessing as you listen. First, we present singing in praise of our Lord.
Yeah.
Please pray with me. Father, it is in the holy name of the resurrected Christ that we talk to you in prayer. Thank you for listening to us and providing a way for us to call you Father. We glorify your name. Lord, please use the words of this program for your glory and according to your purpose. Other faith efforts also need your blessings. Especially protect those who are facing persecution from Satan so that your word can continue to be shared. Some of our listeners are bothered by serious health problems. Please give them your peace and your healing. And Father, help all of us who claim the name of Jesus to be looking forward to the promised return of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Earth holds your treasures, but perish with using. However precious they be, yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds out to me.
Brother David Johnson will use 2 Peter 3:10 through 13 to tell us about the day of God.
Thank you for listening today as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is The Day of God. And our main text comes from the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Please listen to the Word of God. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. This is the Word of God. I was recently listening to the news on my radio as I was driving in my car. The headliner was that a ballistic nuclear missile scare was incoming to the state of Hawaii, presumably from the rogue nation North Korea. The missile alert was sent out as not a false alarm by Hawaiian state authorities to the media, to internet, and cell phones, and that they had about 20 minutes to prepare for the missile attack. 20 minutes from nuclear explosion and radiation fallout, and reportedly, it would take, if it were fired toward mid-America, only about 30 minutes to prepare if it was fired from North Korea. It turned out that the Hawaiian authorities had pushed the wrong button twice, and that no missile attack at all was incoming. But think of it. What would you do if you had 20 to 30 minutes to prepare for a possible ballistic nuclear missile attack? The radio talk show host asked that question of his listening audience and got these answers of what they'd do in those few minutes. And I had to clean up a few of their answers. Some of their answers were, go to the store for milk and bread, get in bed or under the bed, watch more TV news, call on my family and friends. Also, lastly, grill meat. Sounds kind of redundant. None of the listeners to this talk show host on the radio answered with any spiritual concerns. None. Many today, being fatalistic, believe mankind will one day inevitably destroy Earth with its nuclear weapons. That mankind will devastate everything on the planet, eventually. But is that what Scripture reveals? Let's look more closely at our key text, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Verse 10 says in part, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Day of the Lord is actually a technical phrase of special intervention of God into human affairs for His judgment. There have been several of these interventions in the past, but ultimately, this phrase refers to the future time of judgment when God judges the wicked and ends this world system as we know it. The Old Testament prophets predicted the end times and the day of the Lord judgment. For example, Isaiah chapter 2 and verses 10 through 11, which says, go into the rocks, hide in the ground from dread of the Lord and the splendor of His majesty. The eyes of the arrogant man will be humbled, and the pride of men brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Another example, the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 30 through 31, which says, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The end times day of the Lord, according to Scripture, will occur in two phases. First, at the seven-year tribulation, as described in Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 through 17. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? But then again, 1,000 years later, at the end of the millennial messianic kingdom, before the creation of the new heavens and the new earth, this day of the Lord judgment is as described in the latter part of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Some ancient manuscripts here state will be burned up. The day of the Lord is the Lord's doing, not man's doing. God himself will purge this planet of all of its human and natural pollution to make a brand new beginning only for God's people. God's people in both phases, the tribulation and the final destruction, will not be recipients of God's wrath. Regarding Christians, consider Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. But for the unbelievers, the unrepentant, that day will come as according to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, like a thief, meaning that it will be sudden, a surprise, unexpected, and disastrous. Because to be outside of Christ is to be unprepared and recipient of God's wrath and judgment. A day of reckoning is coming for all unrepentant unbelievers, whether alive or dead. It is God who will unleash nuclear-type power to incinerate our universe, probably in an atomic reaction that disintegrates all matter, the elements. The whole of our physical, natural universe will be consumed. Certainly, planet Earth. Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 4, where it says, all the stars of the heavens will be dissolved, and the sky rolled up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree. Such will be the complete devastation. Some still insist that God will judge planet Earth through man to destroy life as we know it. The argument is, since especially the dawn of the nuclear age in the 1940s, mankind has developed even more lethal weapons of mass destruction. The spread of nuclear, chemical and biological weapons is probably now in the hands of some rogue nations, such as North Korea, that even an accident-type incident could spark annihilation. But Scripture is very clear as to who has reserved the right to control and consume our planet. consider 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. That is, only by the sovereign word of God will this finally take place. Of course, localized nuclear attacks such as Hiroshima have, and possibly or even probably will take place, just as we have localized floods. So what should be our reaction in the meantime, as asked in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11? Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Peter writing to Christians in his general epistle. The answer, you ought to live holy and godly lives. Verse 12, that says in part, as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. Look forward and speed its coming? How can that be? Because as Christians, we can in Christ know by our faith that it overrides our fear. The day of God is radically different in meaning than the day of the Lord. The day of God is referring to the coming perfection of the eternal state of paradise revisited, even as the Garden of Eden. The corruption of Satan and rebellious mankind will finally be over forever. It is as described in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. And that righteousness, dear listener, is not our righteousness, but only the righteousness credited to us, imputed to us, in Christ Jesus. It's the righteousness of Christ that sets us free from the penalty of sin, the second death, in the lake of fire, through obedient faith. A faith that saves is an obedient faith, beginning with being immersed, baptized into Christ Jesus, and living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And when we do mess up, we fess up and ask God to forgive us. And He is faithful and just to forgive us all our unrighteousness. Now that's something spectacular to look forward to. And speed its coming in that we are so very eagerly desiring its coming. Because the day of man has passed, and the day of God is coming for all believers. Are you in Christ Jesus? Have you received Him as your personal Savior and Lord, repenting of your sins, believing that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, confessed Him before men as Lord, been baptized, immersed into Him, and persevering in your faith? The choice is ours. The day of the Lord or the day of God? Which will we be recipients of?
Gather round the throne when He
If you are not yet a Christian with the hope of salvation in Jesus, please understand that you need to truly believe that in Jesus, that He is the Christ and the Son of God. Then you need to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion, as we are taught in the book of Acts. If we can help you in your decision for Christ, please write to us. To receive a free recording of this and last week's program, ask for CD number 1938. That's 1938. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.